Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. So great to have you with us, especially since our theme for the last week and a half has been the Holy Spirit in you, and what a marvelous time it has been. You know, I've been a Christian for almost 30 years, and I've heard things I did not know in this series, and they're absolutely changing my life. Today, Derek's going to be talking to us about an aspect of the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life that is so essential, so vital, and such a relief, quite frankly. That I cannot wait to hear it, and I cannot wait for you to hear it, and that is that one of the things the Holy Spirit does is to pour out love in our lives. Now, I got to tell you, there's hardly anything that is more a matter of pressure and discontent than knowing you got to love people better and just not having it on the inside of you. Well, God didn't say, go love all these unlovely people and then have to produce that love in your own strength. Instead, he said, the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our hearts the love of God. And I got to tell you, that's exciting, but I'm not sure I know how to access it like I really should. I'm not sure I'm loving people in the way that I should. I can love my wife, love my kids, love my friends. That's easy. But do I love Muslims? Do I love Buddhists? Do I love people who have meant me harm? Do I love those who have wronged me? That's the love of God. That's the agape, unconditional love of God. And that's what I need to walk in. Now listen, before we get to the teaching, I want you to be sure and know that on the website, there's information about a free resource for you that's just wonderful. It's called Transmitting God's Power. And it's a great book about the laying on of hands and the way that God's power is transmitted through the laying on of hands. Derek Prince did us a marvelous favor by writing this little booklet, and we want you to have it free and postage paid. You can log on to the website at derekprince.org, or you can call at 1-800-448-3261, and we'll get this right to you. Well, let's get right to the teaching by Derek Prince, and let's learn how to access the Holy Spirit's gift of the love of God.
We've been studying together various ways in which the Holy Spirit gives us supernatural help to lead the kind of Christian life that the New Testament reveals is God's plan for His believing people. So far, we've looked at the following specific forms of help we receive from the Holy Spirit. First, revelation and interpretation of God's Word, both the written Word, the Bible, and the personal Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, through the Holy Spirit, we're lifted onto a supernatural plane of living. We taste the powers of the age to come. Third, the Holy Spirit gives us supernatural direction, power, and ability in prayer. Fourth, the Holy Spirit imparts supernatural life and health to our physical bodies. Today I'm going to speak about the greatest and most wonderful of all the blessings the Holy Spirit offers us, the outpouring of God's divine love in our hearts. I want to turn first of all to Romans chapter 5 and read the first five verses. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Notice the climax there in the fifth verse, the last verse that I read. Hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Paul outlines some stages of spiritual progression in those five verses, which I would just like to go through very briefly. The first stage is, we have peace with God. Second, we have access into God's grace through faith. Third, we rejoice in hope of God's glory, hope of something in the future. Fourth, we rejoice also in sufferings. And that's because of the results that sufferings, rightly received, produce in us. And Paul then lists three successive results of suffering rightly endured. The first, perseverance. The second, proven character. And the third, hope. I just go through that list without pausing to explain any details. Peace with God, access into God's grace, rejoicing in hope of God's glory, rejoicing also in sufferings, perseverance, proven character, and hope. And then we come to the climax. God's love is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The word for love there is the Greek word agape, which in the New Testament is normally, not invariably, restricted to God's own kind of love, which is unachievable except through the Holy Spirit. In the natural, in most cases, we cannot ever produce agape out of our own nature. A little further on, Paul then goes on to define the nature of this kind of love, agape love. And he explains how it was manifested in God and in Christ. Romans 5, verses 6 through 8. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us, his agape love for us, in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When Christ died for us, according to Paul's words there, there were three words that described us: powerless, ungodly, and sinners. That's agape love. It's self-giving. It doesn't lay down any prior conditions. It doesn't say you've got to be good, you've got to do this or do that. It's simply freely given out, even to the most undeserving, the most helpless, the most unworthy. Now, I want to just trace with you in the New Testament the various phases by which agape love is produced in us. First of all, it's the product of the new birth. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, Peter writes this to Christians: now that you've purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. The possibility of loving with agape love originates with the new birth from the eternal, incorruptible seed of God's word produces in us a new kind of life, of which love is the very nature. Let's look also at what John says in his first epistle, verses 4, 7, and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. You see again, that kind of love is the mark of the new birth. A person who's been born again has it. A person who has not been born again cannot have it. Now, the next phase of this process of imparting divine love to us is described by Paul in Romans 5, 5. We've read the words, but we'll look at them again. Hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. After the new birth, on that new nature that is produced by the new birth, the Holy Spirit pours out the totality of God's love into our hearts. We are immersed in love. We are brought in contact with an inexhaustible supply. The total love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I want to emphasize that it's something divine, it's something inexhaustible, it's something supernatural, it's something that only the Holy Spirit can do.
You know, there's the old song that says, they will know we are Christians by our love. And I hate to say it, but if that's the only way that the world's going to know about Jesus, we are in trouble. But perhaps the answer is the very relationship with the Holy Spirit that we've been talking about. Perhaps the answer is understanding that we don't have to produce or manufacture feelings for people and then call it love. That instead, we're meant to be conduits for the love of God. We're meant to be vessels through which God loves the hurting humanity of this generation. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to truly shed abroad in our hearts the love of God. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Can the power of God actually flow through a person's hands? Though the most foundational of Christian doctrines, very little is taught in many churches today about the laying on of hands. And yet you can find this powerful part of the Christian life throughout the Bible. Transmitting God's power in this way is an essential element for equipping God's people. And now you can more fully understand this in your own spiritual journey. In his powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power, Derek Prince reveals how God designed us to transmit, commission, and give authority to other believers through the laying on of hands. To get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Let God's power flow through you. Get your free copy of Transmitting God's Power. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. We're learning about the Holy Spirit, and we're specifically learning about the Holy Spirit's role in loving people through us, in pouring out in our hearts the love of God. You know, one of the things that Derek has said repeatedly in this series and some others is that true character is really boils down to love. That what we call character, that what we call the attributes of Jesus, really at its heart is the love of God. And I got to tell you, if that's the case, I want to be a man of character. I want to live out the virtues, as William Bennett called them. I want to live out those attributes of Jesus. But all of it boils down to the central fact of the love of God. So let's listen as Derek teaches us about how to access this dynamic of the love that the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our hearts.
Now, the next phase of this process of imparting divine love to us is described by Paul in Romans 5:5. We've read the words, but we look at them again. Hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. After the new birth, on that new nature that is produced by the new birth, the Holy Spirit pours out the totality of God's love into our hearts. We are immersed in love. We are brought in contact with an inexhaustible supply. The total love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I want to emphasize that it's something divine. It's something inexhaustible. It's something supernatural. It's something that only the Holy Spirit can do. Compare what Jesus says in John 7, verses 37 through 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. See the contrast. We have first of all a thirsty man who doesn't have enough for himself. But when the Holy Spirit comes in, that thirsty man becomes a channel for streams of living water. That's the love of God poured out into our hearts. It's not human love. It's not a portion of God's love. It's the totality of God's love. We're simply immersed in the love of God. The whole endless and infinite love of God has a channel to flow through our lives by the Holy Spirit. A thirsty man becomes a channel of streams of living water. Now I'm going to turn to the famous love chapter of Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. At the end of chapter 12, he says, "I show you a still more excellent way." That still more excellent way is unfolded in the opening verses of chapter 13. And this is what he says in the first three verses. "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, agape, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. It's very, very important. We see that. All the gifts and manifestations of the Holy Spirit are intended to be channels or instruments of divine love. If we do not use those gifts, if we do not make them available to the love of God, we frustrate God's purposes. We may have all the other gifts, but we're simply left like a clanging cymbal or a noisy gong. We are nothing. We have nothing. I think it's important that we see the words that Paul uses in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. He says, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." I believe when the Holy Spirit comes in, he comes into a heart that's been purified by faith and that's turned toward God. But later, it's possible to dry up. It's possible to miss God's purpose and misuse what God has made available to us. And in that case, it happens, as Paul said, "I have become a clanging cymbal or a noisy gong. I wasn't that way when I received, but through missing the purpose, I have become like that, and I've frustrated God's purpose." I'd like to compare with that what Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. The goal of all Christian ministry is love. The purpose of God for the Christian is the consistent expression of divine love. So let me just sum up the three phases as I see it in this process of imparting God's love to us. First, the new birth. When we're born again, we become capable of that kind of love. Second, the outpouring of the totality of God's love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who's given to us, the inexhaustible resources of God made available to us. And third, the expression of that love worked out in daily living through discipline and character training. That's when that love that comes from God is through us made available to our fellow human beings. I remember once looking at Niagara Falls for the first time and thinking of that tremendous quantity of water poured out, that it was like the love of God poured out. And then I thought to myself, nevertheless, its real purpose is not fulfilled in merely in the outpouring, but when that power is channeled and used to bring light and heat and power to the inhabitants of many of the major cities of the North American continent, then the purpose is achieved. And that's how it is with us. We receive God's love when we're born again. It's poured out over us by the Holy Spirit, but it becomes available to our fellow human beings as it's channeled through our lives in discipline and training.
You know, I have to tell you that I'm so glad Derek touched on 1 Corinthians 13, the famous love chapter, because I read those things that love is kind, love is not rude, love is not impatient, and I just think, oh man, it's a list of things I have to do in my own strength, and I don't have it. You know, I am impatient. I want to mount a machine gun on the front of my car. When I go through a salad bar, I think that people who put one raisin, one crouton at a time on their salad should be shot. You know, I'm just an impatient person. So this becomes something else on my to-do list. But now I understand that it's not as though I have to create that patience in my heart. The love of God, given by the Holy Spirit, allows me to be gentle with people and patience. Thank God for His great provision. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Every believer has been given at least one supernatural gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you know which one you have and how to operate in it? In his book, Gifts of the Spirit, Derek Prince reveals how we can use the spiritual gifts within us and minister to others who desperately need to see a true manifestation of God's presence. Through its pages, you'll discover how to discern spiritual counterfeits and how to bring the marvelous power of the Holy Spirit into and through your own life. God has these gifts for you. All you have to do is to receive them. To order your copy or to get one for someone you love, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. Understand and receive God's spiritual power in your life. Order Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, now. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. We're learning about how the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our hearts the love of God. And I want to lead you now in a little bit of an exercise. It's something I think that can begin to make room for the Holy Spirit to operate in our lives. You know, frequently, the path to power, the path to access the resources of God is repentance. And I got to tell you that I know something about our sinful human hearts because I have one of those sinful human hearts. And that is that often we don't apologize and repent for things because we don't see any other alternative. A certain person in our life just drives us crazy. We can apologize every day, but we're pretty sure we're going to get up tomorrow and they're going to drive us just as crazy. Or we can be impatient and rude and unloving in certain situations. And as Christians, we're convicted about it. But because we don't see any resource other than our own, we have a hard time believing that we can ever, ever walk in anything different. Well, I want to suggest to you that Acts chapter 3 and along about verse 19 tells us that when we repent, times of refreshing come from the presence of God. And that word refreshing in Greek doesn't primarily mean refreshing as in a cold shower and on a hot day. It actually means restoration, restoration of what's been lost, restoration of what's been taken from us. I might even say restoration of the fullness of what we're made to be. So I'm learning something. I'm learning that when I'm impatient, or when I'm rude, or when I'm unkind, or when I am in some way unloving, if I will repent of that, even though I don't see the alternative, I still think this person's crazy. They still drive me nuts. I'm not sure I see any other way for this relationship to go, or I have a hard time understanding how I would deal with them in any other way. Still, I'm learning to repent. And here's what repentance does. Repentance, first of all, acknowledges my wrong and removes the guilt and the sin of it. This, of course, removes the landing ground for the enemy to come in and build a stronghold. And it also clears up this issue before God. You are right, O God, and I am wrong. Second of all, it opens the door, creates a conduit, maybe is the way to say it, to the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. Now, because I acknowledge my wrong and acknowledge my powerlessness and acknowledge my inability to love as I ought, the Holy Spirit comes rushing in to give me the grace to love people in a way that I otherwise do not. You know what? I believe this is a real key for us. You may come from a long line of people who hate a certain other kind of people. Who knows? Catholics, blacks, Muslims, all kinds of folks. You know what I'm talking about. I, for example, come from a long line of racists, and it was a force that had to be broken in my life. And maybe you have a hard time imagining that you'll ever feel any differently. But if you'll repent, the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, will come in and restore what's lost, make up what's lacking, and can give you love for a people and love at a level of intensity that you would never have dreamed otherwise. Father, grant us this grace to repent and to welcome a fresh love, a fresh loving energy from the Holy Spirit. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, it's great being with you. Be sure and join us tomorrow because there's so much more great material for us to learn. But that's all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Gifts of the Spirit, give us a call toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Transmitting God's Power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators.
Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.